I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, December 23. Coming up, commercial banks urged to aid financial inclusion. Government lauds Tortuga International Holdings, and NEPA warns against purchasing endangered animals as gifts for Christmas. The news in detail after this message. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house. And switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor. Now the news. A public-private partnership policy will be brought before Cabinet next year as part of measures to improve efficiency within the public health sector. This was disclosed by Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He says some functions, such as diagnostics, should be outsourced as the public health system cannot afford the cost associated with acquiring and maintaining certain types of equipment.
This will see us looking at those functions within the public health system that rightfully should be done by someone else. Because not everything that we do, we are the best persons to do it.
The Ministry of Health is also contemplating support to patients with chronic illnesses, allowing them to make regular visits with a family doctor instead of visiting the outpatient clinic at hospitals. Dr. Tufton notes, however, that proper benchmarking of costs will have to be done before such initiatives are implemented. Minister of Finance Audley Shaw is urging commercial bank administrators to create more loan and financing products to help stimulate growth in the productive sectors. Mr. Shaw says in order for Jamaica to meet its economic growth targets, the productive sectors, especially micro, small and medium-sized operators, must be able to access capital at affordable interest rates. Commercial banks, he says, must think creatively and come up with dynamic products which will stimulate entrepreneurs to transition out of the informal economy.
They need themselves to do some of what they used to do before. If necessary, establish a differential interest rate structure where you can target productive areas that we can help to generate the growth that we want. This is an inclusive strategy. Everybody has to play a part, including the commercial banks.
Mr. Shaw adds that the government is committed to increasing access to financing for entrepreneurs as part of its long-term financial inclusion strategy. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is warning members of the public purchasing pets as gifts for Christmas to be careful not to buy protected species. The animals include the crested quail dove, Jamaican parakeet, American crocodile, and the Jamaican boa. Legal officer at NEPA, Peter Gay Rookwood, says persons caught with these animals can be fined or imprisoned.
All the hummingbirds, for example, are protected. We have the yellow-billed parrot and the black-billed parrot. We have white and black coral that is protected. We have the Jamaican snake, the iguana, the crocodile, the coney. You may either be imprisoned for up to 12 months or you may have to pay a fine of $100,000.
NEPA is urging members of the public to report any suspected illegal activities at 754-7540 or Police Emergency 119. The full list of species covered by the Act is available on the agency's website at nepa.gov.jm. And Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is praising Tortuga International Holdings for helping to boost the productivity of Kingston with the opening of its new $3.5 million bakery. Minister Vaz says this is more than a signal of private sector confidence in Kingston as a production hub, despite the many challenges faced by the city. He was speaking at the official opening of the Tortuga Rum Cake Factory Tortuga House on Retirement Crescent in Kingston recently. Describing Tortuga as a world-renowned brand synonymous with excellence, Mr. Vaz expressed hope that the company's operations will enjoy success at this location and that it will be a shining example to other investors in Jamaica. He also praised Jamaica Producers Group for its role in the venture as Tortuga's parent company. The bakery, spanning 14,000 square feet, represents the consolidation of operations in Bridgetown, Barbados, and Montego Bay, St. James. It's expected to increase the company's production of rum cakes to 2 million pounds per year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.